The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Robin and I are here to say hi this morning. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. That's the longest intro music.
I know. It's great. It gives us time to get, you know, prepared and all that stuff. And why, 32 years, why mess with a good thing, right?
I'm not saying a word. I like the intro music. I didn't realize.
It was that long?
Yeah, I'm really tired this morning.
I can tell.
It got really long.
I can tell. Hey, John B., thanks for the email. Me too. How about that? Robin can check it. 410 WCBM 680. We were talking to,
Bob,
that's right. Bob, morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing good. I wanted to tell you I took a short nap during the intro. In case Robin was looking for one, you know.
Are we? Yeah, next time.
Funny guy. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, my family had a farm in Sykesville when it was farmland, you know.
Right.
So I can tell you 100 stories. I mean, when I was a kid, I worked on a huckster truck, you know, that kind of
thing. Oh, did you? That's
sure.
Cool.
Sure.
Yeah.
And, so tell me about the last time you went hunting.
Okay. Well, we went down across the Bay Bridge and went to Toddsville. My uncle had a bus down there right across the stream or whatever the body of water was that went across.
Right.
What was known as Captain Todd's house.
Got it.
So we went over into Captain Todd's house, and we saw his collection of decoys,
mm-hmm.
and it was a fabulous home. But the next day when we decided to go out in the field hunting, it was marshland on the other side there. So, you know.
Oh, that's Toddville. Yeah. That's right. Yep.
Yep. So my uncle used to bring there's muskrats up to Baltimore, and so
right.
He was a huckster, too. And so we're jumping around, you know, out there, and sure enough, I had to fall off the mud pile and right into the drainage ditch. So I'm soaking wet, you know, up to my elbows. And I said, I don't like this hunting business anymore, you know. These
right.
kids, you know, they're leading me into this. But the true story is we went to a church dinner that night, and I was introduced to oyster fritters.
Oh, my favorites, man.
I'm telling you, man, these things were as thin as potato chips, and
yep.
they were just delicious, and for a dollar, and some of the nicest people I ever wanted to meet. So I just wanted to share that little story with you guys, you know.
I'll tell you this. Go ahead, Robin.
I'm not about killing anything because I'm out of the killing business.
Well, I got you.
It's good. I mean, not good you're out of hunting, but it was just a nice story. Anyway, the best
it's
place
good,
is
to... good to be around nice people, and it was a lot of nice people back in that area during
that's
that
true.
Time. And I'm
that's
sure
true.
It still is like that.
The best place to get those oyster fritters are like church dinners and fire hall dinners.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. And if you ever got time, I'm known as the duck man around here because I'm a animal rescuer.
Okay.
And if you ever have time, you could give me a call and I'll talk to you about what I do with ducks. And I also repair and restore antique tube radios.
Wow, that's cool.
That's really neat. I saw one the other day.
Yeah.
It was funny some place we were talking about going to an auction house or something, and it was an old
yeah.
antique
well,
tube radio.
My favorite ones are the ones that have the green tuning eye in them, and I have about 20 radios that have the tuning eye in them, and they're fabulous. I have a 1938 Zenith that has 16 tubes in it, and I paid $2,000 for it.
Woo!
I'm glad my wife's still asleep. Okay, but I've seen them sell. But I've seen them sell for $4,000. You know, so
I got it. And, all right. Well, thanks for the call, man.
Yep.
We got to move
you
on.
You have a great day.
Thank you, buddy. Yep. Take care.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we have another Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hello?
You're on, Bob.
Hi, how you doing, Alan?
Doing great. How about yourself?
Good, Rob, and I just called in for the muzzleloader contest. I'm just getting off duty, and I listen to you guys every morning.
Well,
so keep up the great job. I really, really like it.
Well, thank you, and
so
good luck to you in the contest.
Okay, thank you, sir. You have
a great
day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye. That was nice. Short
yes,
and sweet.
I like that.
Yeah. Said nice things about you. I say nice things about you, too, as much as I can.
Yeah, I know. No comment.
I do. You know I do.
I know.
All right. 410 WCBM 680. The rules of the muzzle loader contest are you call 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Chris will answer the call. He will get your name and your phone number if you'd like to be entered in the contest. If you don't want to be entered, just call me. But if, you know, just call in. He'll take your name and number. And then we're giving one muzzle loader away in October today, one muzzle loader away in November, and one in December. So the other part of the rule is you got to go on the air with me. Very simple.
You know, I'm watching this thing on TV. We watch the ticker tape. What do you call that thing that goes underneath of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
The crawler.
Crawler.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I got to say that's a first. And I am abhorred by this amount of violence we have in our country right now. It just absolutely kills me. Okay.
Right.
And I don't want to make fun of it or think, you know, make light of it.
Right.
But this guy was a drive-by shooter in a pedicab.
Yes.
I mean, that's the first I've never heard of that.
A pedicab. I know. He shot the two cops.
I know. Out of a pedicab.
Out of a pedicab. And he was a passenger. I mean, I don't get it. But
people lost their minds. I'm sorry.
Have. Hey, you know, I've been to a number of meetings over the past, I guess, year and a half or more on the Maryland Whitetail Deer Plan. Now, there used to be a 10-year plan. Now it's a 15-year plan. It's a 2020 through 2034 Whitetail Deer Management Plan. And the press release came out the other day on the DNR website. So you can, go on the DNR website, and I think it's the second button. And, you know, you'll see how to comment on the deer plan. The plan is, I think, 90-some pages. You can view it online. You can print it if you like. You can download it if you like and view it on your computer, whichever you want to do. But the draft plan is out, the 2020-2034 Whitetail Deer Management Plan. The plan establishes long-term goals for whitetail deer management in Maryland and identifies specific objectives and strategies for achieving those goals. To develop the draft, the department used input from the public obtained through a stakeholder group and opinion surveys, which it did. I was part of the stakeholder group, to develop a well-rounded science-based plan for the coming years. Maryland's first deer plan was created in 1998 and revised once in 2009. The public can view the draft plan and comment online from October 28th, a couple days ago, through November 27th. The department will also accept feedback by phone, fax, or in writing. Now, if you would like, I'll be more than glad to send you the link to this draft management plan. And we'll, you know, if you'd like to look at it and talk about it the next couple of weeks, we can do so. But in the meantime, we're trying to give a muzzleloader away. So the deer management plan, the draft plan is out. Let's talk to Brian. Good morning, Brian. How are you this morning? Hello, Brian.
Hello?
Brian, good morning.
I'm here.
So am I. What's up?
Yep. Okay. Hey, good morning.
What's up?
Just wanted to get in on the contest.
All right.
Say hi to my buddy Stan out here hauling the gas this morning.
Oh, Stan the man. I got it. Yeah, man.
You heard from him this morning?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
I haven't seen him either, so.
No. Maybe he's got the day off, a rare day off, huh? So.
Oh, I doubt it, but.
Nah. All right, Brian. You're in the contest.
Enjoy your show.
Thank you, buddy.
Keeps me going in the morning.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. We try to.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Brian. Brian.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the guy that the 2-ton pumpkin fell on?
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, you know what his cause of death was?
Coronavirus.
He was squashed.
He was squashed. Yeah, I guess so.
All right, buddy.
Okay, thanks.
See you later. Yeah. Let's talk to Luigi. Good morning, Luigi.
Morning, Luigi.
Good morning.
What's up?
I was gonna let you know. My daughter just got her duck stamp.
Oh, good.
And I gave her one of my they've been using one of my shotguns and everything. And
right.
And her boyfriend and her been hunting. You know, been out. They were in the swamps hunting. You know.
Yeah.
Got waders. He bought her the waders and all that stuff. So she's really enthused. So that's good. I'm really happy that she is liking the hunting.
Good. She get a duck yet?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, she got one.
Well, why don't you send us a picture? I'd love to publish it.
All right. I'll see if she got the. Or she took some pictures. She graduates. She graduates again from Salisbury, where her RN degree in nursing, Bachelor of Science.
Great.
Awesome.
Great.
December the 19th. So, as soon as I get any kind of pictures, I'll send you some. I definitely will.
All right. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Right. And you're in Easton like I am.
Yeah, that's right. You got it.
All right.
All right, Luigi. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Thank you.
Yep.
Bye.
Bruce, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
All right. You know, the guy Bob, you were talking with, said he doesn't hunt anymore, but he mentioned about he repairs antique tube radios. And I've got a great old shortwave radio that was manufactured like 61 or 62, and it was top of the art when they made it. And it's great. You should have great reception, shortwave, AM, FM, and it's a beautiful radio. It's all wood. It's like maple and walnut.
Wow, that's pretty.
Eventually, it'd be nice somehow work out the way that I could contact him by phone, either give him my number or his number, off the air, whatever. So,
it's all right. We'll take care of that.
Yeah, all right. Let Chris leave his number.
Bruce, leave your number with Chris.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
I'm on the line for a minute.
There you go, buddy. Thank you so much. Have a good day. Let's talk to Emery. Good morning, Emery.
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
Morning, Emery.
How are you today?
We're doing great.
I'm getting a little.
You're getting a little throat in the throat. Yeah, me too. A little congestion in the throat. So what's up, Emery? Yep.
So I listen to you guys every Saturday. First time I called in, I just happened as I was listening to you, getting my breakfast at Panera. I saw a doe, a big one, cross go right in front of my car, right in my residential area. Hardly ever see that, but
wow.
Anyway.
What area
are you in?
In Glen Burnie, Anne Arundel County.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. So I only shoot Bambi with a camera, but I enjoy fishing and crabbing, that kind of stuff. But
well, good.
Awesome. We got it all.
And there's a lot of deer to be seen. We camp in Mercersburg, Pennsylvania. I don't know if you're familiar, but it's a whitetail ski resort, and
yep.
It's aptly named. There's
right
a lot
across,
of whitetail around there.
Right across the line from Hagerstown up there.
Yes, right up there. So I called to join the muzzleloader contest, and it was just an added bonus to get to talk to you guys.
Well,
thank you very much.
Appreciate the call.
Great. You guys have a good day. Thank you.
You do the same, Emery. Thanks for the call. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
He gave me a new place to look to go away to because I didn't know that was right across from Hagerstown.
What? Whitetail Ski Resort? Yeah. Let's talk to Jim. Morning, Jim.
Good morning.
How are you?
Morning.
Okay. I got two questions. You probably answered them a ton of times.
Well, all right.
Now, we've got the extended thing in February, I believe it is, for the old time bow, like the recurve.
Yeah.
And muzzleloader. And is that like we can use either or?
Yes.
At that time, that's great.
It's a primitive season. It's February 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
Okay.
You can use a flintlock. You can use a percussion cap. You know, the cap
number
on the
11.
Side. Yeah, right. Cap on the side. You can't use an inline, a 209 primer.
Gotcha.
Okay, you can use a recurve bow. You can use a long bow.
Gotcha.
No compound.
Now, the other question they were talking about new this year, about the straight-jacketed rifle shells.
Straight wall cartridge, yes, sir.
Okay, now I got a question. I got an old lever-action 44 Magnum. Now, it's a straight wall. I mean,
yes. Yes, you can use that. Yes.
Okay. Now, some other.
A 44 or a 444?
It's a 44.
Okay. Yes, you can use that.
Now they have some other cartridges. I mean, you know, calibers that you can use, just like right off the top of your head. You know, with like a 45-70 or like a
45-70, 450 Marlin, which is what I'm going to use, a 444. A 450 Bushmaster and a 350 Legend all come to mind.
Gotcha. I appreciate you coming on every Saturday. And when I'm up the farm, I hunt like in between Damascus and Laytonsville.
Oh, yeah, that's good property up there.
Yeah, I can never get AM. I'm near Tridelphia.
Yeah. Well, put the app on your phone.
That's what I'm going to have. Well, I'll tell you, when you start getting into the phones, I just want one that rings and takes pictures, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you. All right, buddy.
Well, I'm not going to hold anything up or anything like that. Good luck to everybody out there and stay safe.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. Enjoy your day.
Yep. Who's next there, Chris?
We have Mark on the line.
Okay, we'll talk to Mark and then we'll take a break, okay?
That's fine with me.
All right. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. Doing great.
Good.
Parked in the driveway, and I'm gearing up, about ready to walk in and climb a tree.
Oh, good for you. Be careful out there. Wear your harness.
Thank you. Absolutely. I started saddle hunting in December. Got my Christmas present was a new saddle. So I've got my harness on all the way up the tree and hanging it the whole time.
That's the way. You have the saddle. You like that thing?
Oh, I love it. I've had back and knee and neck problems all my life, and
right.
My total setup is about 10 pounds lighter than carrying a climbing stand in.
Gotcha. Well, that's an interesting concept. And what's the brand name of that saddle? Do you remember?
The one I'm using is Trophy Line.
Okay.
But there's a few that have come out in the last several years. They actually were one of the first commercial ones that started making them, I don't know, 15 or 20 years ago. And I thought about it, and I've always scratched my head for the last 20 years about it, but never, you know, kind of went that direction. In the last couple of years, a few other folks started, you know, people started using them with just the professional tree climbing, you know, tree felling harnesses. And then some commercial lines came online tethered and a couple others. And then Trophy Line came back into business. So I guess somebody bought them out and picked up their name and, you know, picked up their designs, and just last year they started selling them again.
Nice. Yeah, I just looked at here. It looks like a pretty nice setup, so cool.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. I'd also like to get in on the muzzleloader raffle.
Did Chris take your number?
He's got my name and number, but we never discussed the muzzleloader.
Oh, well, that's why he did it,
yeah.
So you could get in the contest.
Oh, beautiful.
All right.
Beautiful. Thank you, man.
Thanks for the call.
Have a great day.
All right.
Thank
appreciate
you.
Appreciate the show.
All right, you too.
Good hunting.
Bye-bye. Robin, what do you think? It's 6:26. Are we?
We are cutting it off.
We're cutting it off? Mark was the last caller?
Mark was the last caller. Unless Chris has got somebody on the phone.
Unless you got somebody on the line, Chris.
Yes, I do. I have Alice.
Alice. Okay, okay. Let's talk to Alice.
Let's talk to Alice.
Hey, Alan. Long time no talk to. How are you doing?
And I'm doing.
Hi to Robin. I've never spoken with her before.
Hi.
How's it going? Happy Halloween.
Yes. Yes.
So I had
the blue moon, the full moon, the second moon in October. Coronavirus, election. what else is going on? Hey, grief. So
my ex-husband's down.
I'm sorry, what's down?
Not her ex-husband.
Oh,
is in the area. So, happy Halloween.
Well, thank you. Yeah, so I had to be educated on exactly. I didn't realize that there was a technical term called a muzzle loader, and so Chris was very kind to inform me what that was. So,
right.
Yeah.
The powder in the bullet goes in through the end of the barrel.
So
then a bullet into the breech.
Right.
There's no cartridge, so to speak.
Yeah. So what's the advantage to that?
Well, it's not necessarily an advantage. That's the thing. It's one and done. I mean, you take one shot and you're done, but it's challenging, number one, and it extends the hunting season. It extends the hunting season here in Maryland for deer for 3.5 weeks because there's a 2-week late muzzleloader season after there's a week break after the deer firearm season, and then the late muzzleloader season comes in starting in December into January, and then the early muzzleloader season we just came through. Today's the last day of the antlerless only muzzleloader season, and then last week the last 3 days were. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday were the antlered or antlerless deer season. In other words, buck or doe for 3 days. So the use of a muzzleloader extends your season for 10 days in October and then another 2 weeks in December, January.
I see. Just for funsies? I mean...
Well, I mean, no, I mean, they're very effective. They're, you know, the modern inline muzzleloader is as effective as a shotgun with slugs. The only disadvantage is you only get one shot, and then you have to reload.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, muzzleloaders have come a long, long way.
Uh-huh. It just seems like it's kind of like a throwback and not really a...
Well, it is. It is, but it's a very, very popular... it is, you know, very, very popular sport right now with as far as the muzzleloaders are concerned. And CVA is one of the leaders, if not the leader, in muzzleloaders in the country. So I was very fortunate in the position I had a few years back to meet the president of CVA. And we started talking, and we had a good conversation, and started the muzzleloader contest here on WCBM. He's since passed the baton, and you know, so we're still dealing with the folks at CVA, but they've been shut down for most of the coronavirus in their factory in Georgia. So, you know, we're very, very fortunate to have have them supply the muzzleloaders for this year's contest. So, but we've been doing it 12 or 13 years. So.
Oh, that's awesome!
Yep.
All right. Well,
okay.
I'm glad you have that connection. Thank you so much.
And thank you.
We'll talk to you next time.
Okay, Alice. Well, thanks for the call.
Take it easy.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Stan's on the line.
Morning, Stan. How are you?
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning. Good morning.
Mr. Brian wanted to know where I was. I'm the same place I am every Saturday morning, just having fun and waiting on my favorite show to come on. I just want to see if I can hold your signal across the Susquehanna into Cecil County.
No, good luck with that. That's kind of a far out zone until sunrise, you know.
From where just, you two are now,
yeah.
Tell Mr. Chris, I don't know what it's going to look like where he is. The bike's still away, but oh man, before you guys do what you got to do this morning, step outside and look at this moon. It is absolutely 100%.
It is absolutely gorgeous. I saw it last night and saw it again this morning, so there's no question about that.
Rumor has it this is going to be the last one till the double moon in October till 2043.
Wow. Well, we better go take a look.
Yep. Other than that, situation normal. We're just out here doing our thing and listening to you guys.
I appreciate it, buddy. Well, stay safe out there. Keep that greasy side down, will you?
Yeah, you gotta let me know when you're coming to this side of town again, so I can stop off and get something to slap on the back of this silver tanker I got.
All right, we'll do that.
All right, I'm gonna hold you to it, Mr. Allen.
All right, buddy, you got it.
Miss Robin, enjoy.
I will.
All right.
You all thank you, Stan. All right, drive safe. Bye-bye. See you, buddy. Bye-bye. All right. Well, there's the final call for the final entry in the muzzleloader contest. We're going to print that final
thing. I just printed it.
Oh, you printed it? So I've got to go get it? Okay, well, we'll do that while Chris is doing the one recorded commercial we have for Battery Warehouse. When you hear Battery Warehouse say, and Woodlawn, they've closed the Woodlawn store. Just want to let you know, I tell you something, I really enjoy going to Battery Warehouse. The one in Eldersburg is my headquarters. And I'm always buying something. I'm always buying a Nebo flashlight or a knife or batteries for my scope. Yeah, the 2032, coin batteries. Hearing aid batteries, they've got plenty of them too. So, and, even like your key fob, they can replace your key fob if you're getting a signal from your car that your key fob is down. So, anyway, that's my end of the Battery Warehouse commercial. Chris will play that at the other side. But right now it's time for me to ask if you have a beautiful fireplace that you never use. We did, too. It was just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room, and we called it a fireplace. Well, we fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Now, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert after disappointing visits to several other Delmarva locations. Hearth America did the installation, and they have provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service, haven't they?
Mm-hmm. Brian's yes, they
great.
Have. Brian
Brian's
is
great.
Awesome.
Yep. We both enjoy the convenience and the beauty and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro. I don't know why I have such trouble with that. I might just start calling it Elvira in honor of Halloween.
You could have done that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
now you're out of luck.
I know. And Regency Brands. Enviro and Regency Brands. Now's the perfect time to own that new pellet gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50 at Exit 44, and be ready for the cold weather now. Visit BackyardBillies.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Creative Concepts Taxidermy, with 30 years experience, realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world. John George specializes in big game animals from Africa, Asia, and North America. Located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland, Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100, just off Route 1, and the 95-295 interstates. Creative Concepts Taxidermy Studio is 3,800 square feet, has a 19-foot ceiling, and the showroom is 1,500 square feet. In there, you can see a muskox thundering down the tundra. You can see two leopards on a tree. You can see all types of wild game in the showroom. Creative Concepts supports, not live, of course. You know.
I got it.
Got it. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. And Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts Taxidermy, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, or on weekends with an appointment. Visit creativeconceptstaxidermy.com. Call 410-799-1558. That's 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. Now, for those of you who want to go goose hunting, I'm going to give you two suggestions here. First of all, if you're into the snow geese, or the light geese as it's called, and you know they're into sometime in March, the Gold Light 10-gauge is a proven standard for auto-loading performance. It's gas-operated auto-loader, 3.5-inch chamber, composite DuraTouch armor coating, mossy oak camo. Comes with three standard Invector choke tubes. And then there's the A5. This is the one. The most reliable, fastest cycling best balanced and softest shooting recoil operated auto loader on the planet. Mossy Oak Shadow Grass Blades DuraTouch Camo, fiber optic front sight, humpback receiver, ergonomically balanced, recoil-operated, kinematic drive, recoil-operated. That's the key right there. Very soft shooting. Auto loader shotgun, 100,000-rounder five-year guarantee on the A5. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway exit number 9, 410-242-6108. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, it's Clyde Sports Shop, 410-242-6108. Open 7 days a week. And we will be right back.
Sunshine to close down October, and remember, pushing the clocks back 1 hour tonight. Also a big full moon on top of Halloween. Our temps tonight down to 42 degrees. Chance for some rain showers Sunday with a cold front coming in. High of 61, low 39 Sunday night. And then Monday will be windy and cold with a high of 49 degrees. Close Monday night in the upper 30s. Tuesday sunshine and 57 degrees. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
He is a card on stage. So
this particular version was by the Riders in the Sky.
Riders in the Sky. If anybody gets a chance to see one of their contests or one of their concerts, yeah, whatever. I got contest on my head. Yeah, go. Riders in the Sky. They are great. They really are. All right. Look, do you have numbers ready for
us,
Ron? All right. Well, we're generating some numbers, but while we're doing that, let's talk to who are we talking to?
We have Glenn, and then after Glenn, we have Mark.
Mark, okay, let's talk to Glenn. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, neighbor.
How are you?
I'm good. I thought it was interesting, your the caller that said, I hope I can keep your signal out in, you know, out to the Susquehanna River.
Right.
As far as I am from you, I don't know if he thinks you're in Baltimore or you're remotely doing the program from Easton, right?
I am, but the signal comes out of Baltimore.
Exactly, right.
Yeah.
I do the same thing. I do a radio show out of Colorado and Phoenix.
Really?
And I'm using a program called Virto off of my phone, and I just have a headset, and it sounds like I'm in the next room. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Technology with broadcasting has gone so far.
It's no question.
Unbelievable.
Now, what kind of equipment do you have at your home?
I don't have any equipment. I do it off of my phone. It's completely off my phone. There's an app on my phone called Virto.
And you do how long is your radio show?
That's an hour.
An hour. Wow.
Well, 47 minutes when you take
it. Yeah, of course. I got it. But you talk into your phone the entire time rather than a headset, or do
no,
you
No, I have a headset that I plug into my phone. I have a Turtle Bay like gamer headset that the kids use, and
okay.
It's perfect. In fact, the radio the headset is almost too good because it picks up the birds in the backyard sometimes.
Wow.
Because they're like, are you outside? I'm like, no, I'm actually in my house. But they can hear birds chirping and everything. It's pretty neat.
Yeah. So. Oh, that's cool. That's very cool.
Yeah.
Good to know. Go ahead.
I was going to say that there's quite an activity in deer hunting right now because I drove from Denton to Centerville and then Centerville to Easton, you know, weekly, and there's trucks everywhere parked on the side of the road. You know they're out deer hunting, so.
Oh, yeah, no question about it. Yep, no question. A lot of deer hunters out there, which is a good thing, so.
Yeah, I think the big thing this year is the straight wall cased firearms.
That's one of the big things, yep.
Yeah, I've had a number of people ask me, like, what do you think is the best gun? And I'm like, well, I think the 350 Whisper is everybody's.
No, 350, right, 350 Legend is what it's called.
Legend, that's right. Yeah, there's a 300 Whisper, I think. The 350 Legend, yeah, that's right. And then I guess your next step up is the 450, which is a monster. So.
Yeah, the 450 Marlin is the one I'm using. I actually bought that gun because I liked the gun and had no idea that straight wall cartridges were coming. Didn't have any idea it was a straight wall cartridge because it is a belted round, but the belt is only there to prevent you from loading the 450 Marlin bullets into a 45-70. So,
right.
But I'm really enjoying it. So,
yeah, it does tend to become expensive to go sight in your gun though. Sometimes I think with those guys.
Well, sure, but if you're using a scope, the first thing you do is mount the scope correctly. Second thing you do is bore sight the scope to get you on the paper. The third thing you do is start at 25 yards and make your major adjustments at 25 yards before you move out.
You're exactly right. I can't tell you how many people I see come to the range, put a target out at 100. They're not on paper. They're freaking out. And I'm like, start at 25. Because wherever you are, if you're off an inch at 25, you're going to be off 4 inches at 100. And once
that's correct.
That, they're like, oh, yeah, that's right. It makes sense.
Right. You know? And when you do the adjustment at 25, you've also got to keep in mind if your one click moves your crosshairs, if one click moves it a quarter inch at 100 yards, in other words, if you need to move it 2 inches at 100 yards, that's 8 clicks. But at 25 yards, you're 1/4 the distance, so you have to click it 32 times. So that's one thing that you learn when you're doing a lot of sighting in. So, I mean, I've mounted a lot of scopes. I worked in the retail business for a couple of years and mounted an awful lot of scopes. And, you know, the key is to get them straight, to get enough eye relief, and to use Loctite number 2 or gun tight to tighten those screws and be careful.
And a level if you can.
A level's always good, yep.
Yeah.
All right, man, thanks for the call.
Hey, have a great weekend. See ya.
You do the same. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, Robin.
Yeah.
Who is the number for the hat? It's number 37, but whose name does that correspond to?
I'm going to announce that.
Oh, you're going to announce it. You go right ahead.
Tim Cruz.
Mm-hmm. Won the hat. Good.
Won the hat.
Who won the Maryland's Finest record book?
Lee Foray.
Lee Foray. Okay, good.
And I hope I say these names right.
All right, and finally.
And this one I'm going to screw up.
The gun?
Is that who I think it is?
Yeah, that's him.
Am I saying it? I was going to say it wrong.
Yeah.
Because I can't read this. Hold on a second, everybody. Make sure I say this right. Okay. It's Captain Don.
Captain Don Heinbaugh.
Don Heinbaugh.
Numbers and were randomly generated by a program on the
phone, and I sent this to everybody before I looked up who they were. So I sent it to Chris. I sent it to
yes, you did.
To Alan. So
yes, you did.
Everything was. And Don Heinbaugh won the muzzleloader. That's cool. One of our regular callers. That's
Captain
nice.
Captain Don. Yep. So Captain Don, if you're listening, I'm sure you are. Congratulations. You
give us a call.
Give us a call if you want, and we'll get that muzzleloader delivered to you.
And the other two, we will send the stuff out, and you're welcome to call in, too, if you would like.
All right. Tell us again who won the record book.
The record book was, now you got to make me go back again. Hold on.
Number 30.
Lee Foray, and Lee Tim Cruz won the hat.
Very good. Okay. Well, congratulations to all our winners. We will start the November muzzleloader contest with the callers that called in after 6:30 this morning. I think we already have two entrants on there. So there you go. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 if you'd like to call in. Two topics we covered today, of course, a couple. The bear hunt was one. The weather was just absolutely horrible. The acorn crop is almost non-existent. And, of course, the acorn crop fell right around the second week of October. So whatever was out there, the deer cleaned it up and the bears cleaned it up pretty much. So they were on – the bears were on ag crops. They were on corn and everything else as far as I know. At least when I was at the – I actually visited all three checking stations on Tuesday. The one at the Albert Powell Fish Hatchery in Hagerstown.
Mm-hmm.
The one at Little Orleans up that way or 15 Mile Creek in Allegheny County. I was there. And I was also at the main one, the Mount Nebo Wildlife Management Area up in Garrett County. I actually got to see two bears checked in. And we got a picture of a couple of them. So coming in the next Maryland Hunting Quarterly. So that was very interesting. I mean, I've been there a couple times. I know I've been there to the Mount Nebo at least three other occasions with bears, and or two other occasions with bears, one I shot and one Mr. Hallen shot on the same day, and then I was with him when he checked his in 2010. He was my landowner sub-permittee. Mr. Hallen, unfortunately, has passed away, but I think there were 9 bears total taken off his property.
Where's the one that's hanging in the office from?
The shoulder mount? That's from New Brunswick. No.
Where's the rug from?
No, wait a minute. Do I hunt in New Brunswick? Where do I hunt? The rug's from the same place, same camp. Both are Canada.
New Brunswick? No. I don't know where you hunt.
I think so. I think it was New Brunswick.
That was pre-Robin.
Where's New Brunswick? Where is New Brunswick? Isn't that right across the line from Maine?
No, I'm just kidding.
Huh?
I said Connecticut.
No. But the rug is a sow. That was my first bear. The shoulder mount was my second bear. That was a boar. And then the full mount from Maryland, which is the one I'm most proud of, was also a sow. So.
And your grandson has just noticed.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Any callers on the line, Chris?
Yes, we have Mark, and then we have Captain Don.
Okay. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Okay, this guy is jogging down the street, and he comes across this hearse that he sees sitting there, which he thought was pretty odd. But then all of a sudden, the coffin breaks out of the back of the hearse and starts following him. Everywhere he runs, this coffin just follows him down the street. So he gets scared. He turns down his street. Coffin's following him. So he goes to his house, and he goes in and locks the door and sits down on the couch exhausted, and the coffin breaks in through the door and starts chasing him around the house. So he ran into the bathroom, shut the door, took a swig of Robitussin, and then the coffin stopped.
Man, you went round Robin's barn to get there, didn't you? Oh, man.
Something tells me I'm going to have a dream about cough medicine chasing me around the house.
Yeah, you put a coffin. Yes, indeed. So.
All right, I can tell you another one.
How about I tell you one first?
Okay.
Why was the scarecrow so successful?
Why?
Because he was outstanding in his field.
Oh, my.
Robin, do you have one?
Oh, I'm not getting in the middle of this.
You don't have a Halloween joke?
Yeah, I did, but
well,
I closed my phone. I got to get it.
Go ahead and open your phone. We'll get to there. Go ahead there, Mark.
All right. You know, I'm a minister, so occasionally I have to visit the funeral homes and stuff.
Yes, yes.
I visited a friend, and then I saw this guy. He's sitting on the side, and he has his head in his hands, and he's crying. So I sat down next to him. I said, is there anything you want to talk about? I'm a minister, and I'll be glad to talk to you. He said, well, my wife just died. And I said, wow, that's terrible. He said, yes, my third wife. I said, man. So we got to talking. I asked him, how did your first wife die? And he said she ate poison mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, man, that's awful. How'd your second wife die?
He said, let me guess.
Poison mushrooms.
Poison mushrooms, yeah.
So I asked him how the third wife died. He said she fell down the steps and broke her neck. I said, fell down the steps and broke her neck? He said, yeah, she wouldn't eat the mushrooms.
Oh, so bad. Why do demons and ghouls hang out together?
Why do demons and ghouls hang out together?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Why?
Demons are a ghoul's best friend.
Oh.
Oh, man. No wonder you didn't want to tell that.
Good morning, John.
Goodbye, Mark.
Goodbye. Have a good one.
You too.
Have a great Halloween.
Captain Don, good morning.
Well, good morning, good morning. And, no, boy, we're excited. We're excited. Just yelling into the other room to wake my wife up. What's going on? What's going on? I just want a gun.
There you go.
Oh, my.
Oh, wonderful.
Something else to get me in trouble.
Uh-huh. Yep, exactly.
The way they wrote the last name, I wasn't sure if I was saying it. I thought it was you, but
yep.
I didn't know for sure who it was,
because Captain
I didn't want to say it wrong. So. Yeah.
Well, congratulations, buddy. We'll get it to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yep, indeed.
Just give me a call. We'll hook up. I'll buy you a cheeseburger or something. And
wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Robin, you up for a cheeseburger?
Depends on the day, honey. I'm now an official grandson babysitter, so it just depends on the day.
Oh, I know it. I get it.
So. Well, I just sent you a video. We had a...
I saw that.
It was wild. I couldn't believe it. I looked up towards the end of the boardwalk, and there's a deer up there. Now I can try that gun out, right?
That's right. better get a hunter safety course and a license first, though.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
But thank you so much.
All right, buddy. We'll talk
to you. Congratulations.
Thanks, Don.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, congrats.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right. Creative Concepts Taxidermy, 30 years experience. Realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world in any pose, in any expression. It's amazing the work that John George does. He specializes in big game animals from Africa, Asia, and North America. If you look at, like, a Cape buffalo, he looks at you like he's ready to charge. I mean, it's amazing. 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup is just off Route 1, and Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100 and the 95, 295 interstates as well. Creative Concepts Taxidermy Studio is 3,800 square feet. He's got 19-foot ceilings, and the showroom is 1,500 square feet. A one-ton floor crane can handle the largest life-size projects, no question. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. And Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts Taxidermy, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. So hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. On weekends, with an appointment, visit creativeconceptstaxidermy.com or call 410-799-7000. 1558. That's 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville knows fire. Are you looking for a new backyard grill? Well, Pellet Grills by Traeger, regular grills, Big Green Egg, and Kamado Joe, those, you know, those smoker grill things. Like, they look like big, giant.
Green eggs.
Yes. At Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, they've got them. How about premium gas logs by Real Fire to install in your fireplace to give it that beautiful glow on a chilly evening? Gas wall fireplaces can add a special look to any room, and gas fire tables are a distinctive addition to your deck or your backyard. See them all at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50 at Exit 44, and be ready for the cold weather now. Visit BackyardBillies.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. That's Backyard Billy's, Hearth America, open 7 days a week. Route 50 at Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Let me tell you one more time about Clyde Sports Shop. For those of you who like the shooting sports or you like upland bird hunting, the Satori shotguns at Clyde Sport Shop are beautiful over and under shotguns. I mean, they're perfect for dove hunting, for grouse and woodcock and pheasant. The 725 Satori Sporting is a perfect blend of beauty and performance. Five in Vector DS choke tubes, ported barrel, triple trigger system, Vector Pro length and forcing cones. And now available in 20 gauge, the 725 field model is also available. Then there's the Satori CXT. It's a Satori. But you know what? It's an economy price Satori. Still has the vented ribs, still has the all the features of the Satori. It's just a little bit blued and synthetic stock. Take a look.